We are joined right now by a jungle legend, a two-time NHRA Funny Car World Champion, the driver of the Snap-on Tools Dodge Hellcat, 43 career wins overall, the winner of the Auto Club NHRA Final at Pomona on November 13th, the fastest man in the jungle, one of our best pals, Cruz Pedregon. Cruz, my brother, it is great to reconnect. What's up, Cruz? How you doing?
Romy, what is up? Hey, man, it's so good to be back on your show, Romy. Man, it's been a while, but hey, we're back. Thank you for having us.
Dude, you look incredible. I love it. Check it out. So how you living? How's the fam and how's the team doing, Cruz?
You know, Jim, we had a rough year, I'll be honest with you. We weren't getting it done. So right in the middle of the season, we decided to change the car setup a little bit and finish strong. And you know what? We won the last race. So we have 3 months to enjoy the win, Jim. But it was a fun year, but it was a trying year for us. So we went from ninth at the last race to sixth in the point standing. So it was a good finish. But hey, we're doing good, Romy, out here in Southern California. We actually went to Javier's Newport the other day, and we're thinking about maybe we'll run into Romy out there. But we're doing good, Jim. Just enjoying the off season and getting ready to enjoy a Turkey Day.
All right, Cruz. There is so much good stuff in that response. So was that your first time ever to Javier's in Newport Beach, or had you been there before?
Been there. I think that was the third time. And then I remember you said you were there and you saw. Did you say you saw?
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid. Andy Reid. You said you saw Andy Reid there. Yeah. Awesome place, Jim. Drinks. The view is beautiful in more ways than one. So, yeah, it was all good.
No, I see you working. Hey, listen, not only Andy Reid, not to drop names, but the late Kobe Bryant and I used to go there sometimes. Every once in a while, Kobe, the Mamba would hit me up. He's like, yo, fam, let's go to Javi's. And I'd always go. That is a great, great spot. You know, Cruz, you touched on a number of things. I wanted to ask, yes. You know, you talked about how, and this is what you do. You're always very real about these things. You did end the year with a big win. So let me ask you about that. What was your biggest takeaway from that win and how great was it? Because it was a challenging year and you had to make some adjustments. How great was it to end the year with a win like that at home?
You know, it made up for all the miscues we had all year, Jim. And really what our philosophy was with four races to go, we decided to change up, kind of like a football team. Let's change up the offense. So we went from a running team, ground and pound, to, hey, let's toss the ball in the air and let's really try to prepare for the next season. And, hey, maybe we'll take a few steps back. Maybe we won't. And lo and behold, it worked so well for us. We brought in some an outside consultant, Lee Beard, a good friend of mine, and the team I have is really a great team. But we just needed a few things, and lo and behold, we won the last race, dominated the last race, we qualified second, Jim, and went on to just dominate the race. So it was great to close the year on a high note, and as we get ready for next season, we really look forward to that.
Cruz Pedregon joining us. I was going to say, Cruz, so what does that mean looking ahead? You made some changes, you made some adjustments. Clearly it worked at the end of the year. What does that say, and what does that mean for you next season going ahead?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We're trying to go for a championship, Jim, my third. I feel good. Lost about 17 pounds, I think, since I was on your show last. So I'm feeling good, feeling trim, feeling motivated. And really, it's like anything, Jim. I know you have horse race, you know, you race horses yourself. So it's like you have to have the rider, but you also have to have the horse. We're relying on the car to do the job, like our offensive line. We really need our team to put a good car underneath me in order for me to do what I have to do. So, you know, I feel like I have the horse. The Snap-on car is looking good. So I think we can compete for our third championship next year.
Cruz Pedregon joining us. So, Cruz, you lost 17 pounds. I was going to say you look great. How did you do it? And then what's that done for you in terms of performance? Can you feel it in the car?
I can. You know, Jim, these cars are we have a minimum weight. It's 2,600 pounds after the run with the driver. So we were close to 2,700 pounds. So we put the car on a diet. I was put on a diet. So we got the car down to 40 pounds over the weight limit, which is about where you want to be because you have to put some weight on it. And I feel better physically. I fit better in the car. These are real little cars, Jim. So I think really overall it makes the car go faster. And I just started eating less, Jim. You know, people put food in front of you and you want to eat it all. I just started cutting my meals exactly in half. I said, all right, I'm going to eat this portion. And I'm going to leave the rest. It's hard to do, but you know, that's what you have to do.
I love it. Cruz Pedregon joining us. Cruz, you mentioned that you've got your sights set on a third championship. Like you and I have talked over the years, but when you broke in, if I said to you that one day you and I would be having a conversation and we'd be talking about 43 career wins overall, 87 career finals overall, a look at a possible third championship, what would you have said? I mean, was this the career that you envisioned for yourself and your team when you first got in?
It really is, Jim, and it's exceeded it in some respects. I own my own team. I drove for some great owners, Joe Gibbs, Coach Gibbs, drove for him for many years. And so for me to not only have these career wins and the team and the sponsors behind me, for me to be able to go on my own in 1999 and succeed as an owner really is exceeded my expectations, Jim. But, you know, it's like everything else in life, especially in sports. You have to put in the time. You have to grind it out. You know, I listen to your show all the time, and I listen to some of your interviews with some of your great sports personalities, and they all say the same thing. It's about work, dedication, commitment, and just grinding it out. Nothing's going to be given to you. You have to just stay the course and believe in what you're doing. And so I'm very fortunate, very proud that I'm here after all these years, Jim. And I know the Jungle Karma is alive and well for all your clones out there. I know took us a little longer after coming on your show several years back. But hey, Jungle Karma, baby, it's alive and well, and here we are.
Cruz Pedregon joining us. So, Cruz, what's it like? I mean, you get that win at home. Obviously, it's great to win at home. It's great to win in front of your friends. It's great to win in front of your family. Did you feel any clone support, any clone love?
Always, Jim. Hey, we race all over the country. I can be in Kansas City or Epping, New Hampshire. There's clones all over the country. I love it. But winning here at home really meant a lot to me. I was a little emotional when they handed me the trophy down at the finish line. You know, we hop out of these cars, Jim. We're just finished winning a race, and then we get a microphone stuck in our faces, and we're asked to do this interview. So, hey, man, I was just like, man, the whole season was pretty much riding on that one win. And to do it here at home, I grew up here near Chino. You know, great support system. My family was there. My daughter was watching from Pella, Iowa on TV. So, really meant a lot, Jim. And like I said, we're from SoCal, so are you. So what a better place to end the season and win it.
So great. Cruz Pedregon joining us. Cruz, you mentioned that you used to race for Joe Gibbs. I'm curious, you know, as somebody now, you're an owner, you're a leader, you lead from the front. Never been a better owner or leader than Joe Gibbs. What were some of your biggest takeaways from your time with him?
His speeches, Jim, his ability to reach the room and really excite, in his own way, he was very motivating. I could see why players wanted to play for him. You know, Jim, there's a guy out there, guy by the name of Jeff Saturday. Actually, they're calling him Jeff Sunday, who just recently took over, as all us NFL fans know, he just took over for the Colts. And, you know, there's something about a guy that can just speak and motivate people and get your adrenaline up. And that's what Joe Gibbs did. I see that a little bit in Jeff Saturday. I'm not trying to plug the Colts. I'm a Raiders guy, but I see that a lot in coaches. I think coaches have to have that ability to lead men and to motivate them, make them want to run through a wall. So Joe was that way with us, and great inspiration, great guy. We still stay in contact. He just had a tragic loss in his family, but great owner. He's a multi-time NASCAR winning owner, along with the Washington team, three-time Super Bowl. So I learned from the best.
Chopping it up, getting caught up with our guy, Cruz Pedregon. All right, so you mentioned that some guys just have it. Some guys know how to motivate a room. Some guys have that infectious energy. Cruz, you are a famous, diehard, silver and black Raider fan. Listen, like you, Cruz, Josh McDaniels was, and maybe still is, a big jungle guy. So I was pumped for the hire. Like, I believed in him. I believed in his vision. I'm not saying it's past tense. I know his football acumen is tremendous. I never would have expected, Cruz, to see that season come off the rails the way it has. Do you still believe in this coach and in this roster?
Yes, I do, Jim. And, you know, Joe Gibbs is 1-50. He tells his story all the time. Joe was 1-15 his first year with the Washington football team. And hey, they were asking for his head, basically. And just think, they didn't have social media. I think it was the early 80s. So I think Josh is one of those guys that'll get it right. I'm glad to hear the owner come out and support him. But I think it's like a race team, Jim. It takes time to put the pieces together and get it all right. And so, hey, we're going to hang tough with the silver and black. They have a great foundation, great support cast of the fans. So they're going to hang out with this guy, and I think he'll turn things around.
Hey, Cruz, really quickly, like you talked about grind and commitment and what it takes. Like people sometimes say to me, hey, man, you're in the Radio Hall of Fame. Like, how much longer do you want to keep doing this? And I always say, Cruz, until they rip the damn microphone out of my hands, I love doing this. I love the grind. I love the work. I love the challenge. I'm guessing that if I were to ask you the same thing, you might give me some sort of variation of a similar answer. But let me ask you differently. Like, I ask this of all great athletes. How will you know when it's time to walk away from the sport you love so much?
Well, that's a tough question, Jim. And I know I don't try to put a time frame on it. I just I know the cliche is I'll know when it's time or, you know, somebody will tap me on the shoulder. But, hey, I still enjoy the challenge of doing it. And I'm probably better than I've ever been physically at steering the car and driving the car down the track. I have so much experience. So I don't know, Jim. I think the finish line is maybe I'm rounding third base or second base, but you know, I've assembled it. Taken me a lot of years to assemble this team, and I want to bear fruit so we can get that third championship. After that, we'll see what happens.
All right, so Cruz, you have always repped the jungle so hard. In fact, that you put the winner of the Smack Off on your car. Caleb in Green Bay, is that decal still on the car, or how long did it stay on the car? What is your process for that?
Well, we kept it on for a couple races after that. And, man, I tell you, the jungle means so much to me. And Leffen Laguna, BIC, Caleb in Green Bay, they've all come out to the track except for Leff. Hey, Leff, you got to get out, brother. But all your guys, Vic and NoCal, the invitation's always there, bros. Love to hear you guys. You guys, I thought I had a wild idea of going on the Smack Off one time, but I don't think I can get the job done there, Jim. I just enjoy it. We grade it every time during the Smack Off. I'm sitting there with my little cheat card. I'm writing down all the guys, and I do want to get a shout out to my man Steve Carbone in Tulsa. There's another Steve Carbone that I'm friends with. His name is Peterbilt Steve. His name is the same as the Steve Carbone jungle legend. Going way back with you, Jim. So hey, man, it's awesome.
Cruz, you are the absolute best. This is what I'm saying. Like, nobody reps the jungle harder. And I love you for it, Cruz. I do. I love you for it. The clones love you for it. I want to make sure the clones get back. Now, clones, Cruz is repping this show so hard. He's putting the Smack Off winner on his rig. Cruz, this is not a condition, of course, but I know you've got tremendous merch. You have tremendous gear. I've got to think that you could hook the clones up for the holidays and Black Friday. Where do the clones go to rep you and your team and take advantage of these deals and get some gear? What can they do?
That would be awesome. Just go to my social media page. My guy Caleb will hook it up, and we've got all kind of good stuff. Got some little Raider taste in there, but hopefully I don't get in trouble for that. But I'd love to take care of the clones. Like I say, love the show. Smack Off every year is a highlight of our summer, Jim. And so Rick in Buffalo, I listened to his take the other day, Jim, and I'm with you. I love that guy. I think that guy, every year I grade him higher than you grade him at the end. But I love his shtick. I love his take. He's a little hard on the coach. That's a great coach, I think. They lost their offensive coordinator, Rick in Buffalo, so be careful there. They're going to find their way and be strong. But I really love to hear his style. He's got good material, so he's going to get it one of these days. Get him win that.
Did I or did I not say that there may not be another athlete ever who knows this show the way Cruz Pedregon does? Cruz, one last thought. You mentioned Caleb, the other Caleb, Caleb Cox. Yep. How is he doing, and what does he mean to you and your team?
Well, Caleb is really why I'm probably on this show. He's the one that reached out to you, Jim, after all the years. Man, I remember you would be on at Mighty 690, and I reference having you had Skip Bayless on your, or actually sit in for you a couple times. This is that many years ago, but Caleb's a great guy. He just recently got married, has a child, a young boy. So he's not on the road anymore, but Caleb is a big part of our team. Love him as a brother. And he always has my back. He's probably a bigger jungle lover than I am, and I'm pretty hard to beat in that respect. So shout out to Caleb in Indianapolis.
Big shout out to Caleb. That's an amazing thing what you just said about how Caleb pointed out, or you knew, that Skip Bayless did host this show. He did used to be a guest host on this show way, 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 way back. So that's how far back you go. Cruz, two-time NHR Funny Car World Champion, looking to make it three next year. The driver of the Snap-on Tools Dodge Hellcat. Very, very, very good friend of the program. My brother, I do love you. Great to have you on the show, and so good to get caught up, Cruz. That was outstanding.
Love you too, Romy. Take care, brother. Thanks for having us.
My man, Cruz, you are the best. And find me another athlete who loves the show, knows the show, reps the show, gives back to the show, respects the show more so than Cruz. Oh, wait. Find me that athlete. I love that Cruz not only knows the smack off, but he's done this now for several years. He rewards the winner by putting their name on his rig. And like you said, he leaves it up there for a few races. And he knows the smack off. He knows the participants. Clones have come out to rep and watch him run. And I love that he hears it all around the nation. That was so great. So good to get caught up with Cruz. And I'm really anxious to see how they do next year. He said it. Look, it was kind of a tough year for us. In fact, I saw a quote where Cruz said it was actually embarrassing in some ways. We had a tough year. We underachieved, but we made some adjustments. We flipped the thing on its head. We ended the year not only with a win, but a win at home, which felt great. And now we look ahead to the next year. Cruz Pedregon, clones, go to his social media site, pick up some merch, pick up some gear. And I'm pushing you hard to do that because he reps us so hard. He reps the jungle so hard. He puts you on his car. So you should put his gear on your back.